the wild god never leaves. Lit by lightning from within, like a shattered lamp whose sudden blaze we glimpse behind its shade, a tornado passed above a farm and blew a house to bits, but hurled the man, whole, alive, amazed, into its funnel blast, where he saw a woman flying within a trailer, her eyes like comets firing away from him into a darkness beyond any wind. He awoke, wrapped in barbed wire, pin-cushioned by tree splinters. Someone thrown aloft by an eccentric god and left alive to praise its dominion, the miracle of his life, the arrangement of an accommodating physics. Hurling down a Utah two-lane, a wind-shear concussion pushed the car like a shove on the shoulders from a big man in a bar. Awaiting the shock to come, I held to the wheel, the force of it inside me now, the wild god come to me to say, "You never imagined this way, did you?" 2 miles later, in Bluff, a wild boy in a wind-stripped Chevy scalded out on two tires from an ice cream parking lot to cross-cut my line and miss me by a foot. I watched his wind-caught hair ride the airflow and spark out so dark against the desert light. The wild young remember the cold wind on their faces on neon city streets, where the one they think they want waits for their almost free hearts that howl to be unleashed from all the tethers finally unwrapping one by one in gales of their wish and making.